April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You're listening to the Go Birds Pod, a radio.com podcast about your beloved birds.
Oh, what's going on, Philadelphia? Hello, everybody. It's Go Birds number 64. I'm John Barshard, brought to you by, I don't know, whiskey, I guess, today.
Ooh, something. John's all whiskeyed up today.
A little caffeine and whiskey. And I'm excited because we're going to get in everybody's favorite beverages, including
Ooh,
yours.
Ooh, I can't wait for
really
that.
Tough. So that is James Seltzer on the other end.
John, I'm brought to you by a huge bong hit today. So... Yes, yes.
Please, no one from HR email
us. I'm joking, all right? I'm kidding, all right? I was making a joke. He said whiskey. I'm having fun.
So we plenty to get into. The AFF is now in Philadelphia. I didn't know Charles Johnson was actually playing.
Shout out to Charles. It's not years old, right? It's the same Charles Johnson.
It's the Vikings Charles Johnson. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know he was still playing. Shout out to him.
Greg Ward is back. That's exciting.
Greg Ward perpetually back every spring.
And we'll get into Luis Perez, who is the newest QB to land in Philly, although it probably won't mean much at the end of the day. I think he's got a really kind of interesting story. James, Titans, Jaguars, Ravens, Jets, the preseason schedule is out. What do you think it's going to be like when we all first see Foles and Wentz on opposite teams?
Well, John, I have a pretty standard Pat rule when it comes to preseason football.
I don't give
a fuck about it.
Okay,
but for once, you've made a good point.
Wow, actually, that's probably true.
Out a lot meaner than I was talking about the Anyway, for once, what I was trying to say is, for once, I do care about a preseason game.
There it is.
That's what I was trying to get to. Nick Foles in a Jaguars uniform, John. I don't know. Look, I think it'll be a more anticipated preseason game than any other. That's about it.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if you're not in Philadelphia. You are not. None of these are nationally televised, so the NFL is going to, you know, make you bend over the barrel and pay the, what is it, the $29.99 for all the preseason games?
Oh, God, that's horrendous. Do they
Maybe
do that?
Maybe it's cheaper than that. I mean, it's $20 or something like
okay,
that.
It should be 99 cents.
Yes.
Is a fair price.
But
might be a little steep.
Today, I think it's important because, listen, I know that there's this, we're just inundated with draft talk, and I still agree with James, and I want to hear this from you guys, too, at GoBirdsPod, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, even though we barely use it. I'm sorry. We're old. You know, that's our bad.
People are always like, I did it for the gram. I'm like, what's the gram?
I feel like Twitter's becoming Facebook, and like we're getting left behind here. So
The gram is way cooler. I know
it
that.
Is.
Like my wife, Emily, is always cooler than I am with this stuff,
yeah.
And the gram is the only thing she's on. So,
But whatever platform you're on, I just feel like there's so many things that we're just used to saying at this point because of whatever we read, whatever we feel.
You got to build through the lines, John. Build through the lines.
Build okay. through the lines. Just saying. There's a lot of, you know, safety is a need and it's important. I guess that's my first one. I understand that, like, listen, this board can fall 100 different ways, and that's why you can basically make an argument for any position to draft it or not draft it, call it a need or not call it a need. And by the way, I'm going to have one of the spiciest takes in the world when we get into our mailbag as well.
Oh, buddy, I can't wait.
I can't wait for all the mean tweets that are going to come a little later. But I really do. I think you can ignore safety in this entire draft if the board ends up falling that way. And I know that there's a lot of inquiring minds of, and I'm going to be honest with you here. I actually don't think the safety class is really that good. It's picking your poison at this point. I don't think safety is a need. I really don't. And I don't think it's you can make the and I'll tell you why, because you could say Fletcher Cox and the rest of this defensive line is always a complete need. Like, this team is getting older, so you can make the argument for anybody. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really fair point. And look, that's something that Howie has talked a lot about, is the idea of being able to set the team up so that they can go into a draft without having needs in that way, without being forced into a corner, and really trying to take a best player approach philosophy. And for that reason, I do think that other than quarterback and, I don't know, kicker or something, I think you could really see any position go at 25. Like, I wouldn't be shocked positionally with anything they do at that spot, because there is no definitive, like, they have to do this. Having said that, gotta go defensive end, right? I mean, you gotta do it. Like, it's the all-time great draft for D-linemen. How do you not take one, John?
Here's why I think it might not end up being that way, because there's gonna be... I don't...
Historic, John. That's what they're saying.
It is.
Historic.
But in the first round, and there's plenty of guys, like, in the second and third that I think are pretty interesting, too. But it's so historic that I really don't believe that quarterback is going to win out. I know that Pro Football Talk and a bunch of other people saying, ooh, five quarterbacks could go.
Oh, you're talking in general. I think Kyler goes one.
Yeah, but...
you're talking after Kyler.
I don't even believe that anymore.
Whoa!
I'm telling you, I think it's all... I think...
I bet you goes
one. Arizona Cardinals finally did something right. And when they hired Cliff, and from the jump...
Whoa. What?
No, but not...
Not the Cliff part.
Not the Cliff part.
Okay.
I'm saying...
And I know Steve Keim definitely didn't do anything right.
No. They might have fallen into oopsie-daisy, but from the combine, it's like, oh, Kyler Murray is going to go to the Cardinals because he's linked to his college coach. And it's like we've heard that before.
Yeah.
Millions of times from everybody. Everybody goes, oh, it's just automatic. The look on people's face when they trade back to, like, 4 or 5 or whatever, if the Giants go up and get them or something like that, I don't fully buy into it yet. I really don't.
I do.
I think the Cardinals are stepping back, and they're just going to take Nick Bosa and say, fuck you guys.
See, I think the Cardinals are dumb, and thus I think they will make a bad decision.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, taking Nick Bosa is way too logical. That's, like, way too the right move for them.
But
I mean, Steve Keim had about as bad a year as a general manager can have. And I'm not even talking about him, the horrendous DUI that he got, which the story is just like, okay, that guy's a piece of shit.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, but I'm talking just at his job.
Yeah.
He fucking hired Steve Wilks and fired him in a year. I mean, there's so many things that guy did wrong within the last year. And he hired Steve Wilks, handed him a bottom two roster, maybe a bottom one roster in the NFL, fired the guy, then went out and hired a guy who's... as a losing record as a coach in college. I mean, I think everything they do is wrong. Like, I think the Cardinals are the other than David Gettleman, Keim might be the worst GM. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Which
nobody probably would have said a couple of years ago, too. And regardless of that, so even if Murray does go one, I don't see... I mean, I don't...
The Daniel Joneses, the Locks, Haskins, these guys, Haskins, obviously.
Maybe one more.
Only two
maybe
in the first
one
round.
More.
I like this.
And that's where you go, okay, well, D-N-D tackle. By the time you get down there.
So what you're implying here is that even though, yes, it is a historic draft for these types of guys, that you think there are going to be so many gone by the time the Eagles pick that it's almost...
Might not be there.
And an interesting point of that, too, is that, like, yes, maybe there is a historic defensive line, defensive end or whatever, but once you get down to the 14th best or 15th best, like, oh, maybe taking the best running back in the draft or the best whatever in the draft is a smarter move. That's an interesting thought process.
And when is the last time that we all agreed as a fan base, media, whatever, the pick should or might not. Like, the only time that I know that it was obvious, Nelson Agholor.
Yeah, everyone was pretty happy with Agholor, and everyone wanted a wide receiver then.
Right,
so.
Maybe Derek Barnett.
Yes and no, because kind of, people were still a little annoyed with the Barnett pick because they were like, oh, the cornerback, people, and they ended up getting Sidney Jones later, but people wanted them to take a corner there. People wanted Christian McCaffrey. I know he went off the board, but Dalvin Cook, people like, take Dalvin Cook here. Like, so there was a little bit of Carson Wentz is the last time. And granted, you know, obviously, but the last time everyone's like, all right, good, go get your quarterback.
But historically, we always swing and miss on what exactly they're doing. So I'm going to do the Costanza. I'm going to go against the things that I fully believe.
I like that.
Get ready for an offensive lineman.
I'm fine with that.
I think that's...
I know you're not. I would be... John, build through the lines. All right? So,
yeah, I don't think they're...
Get an O-lineman. Protect Carson Wentz forever. Let's go.
Which I don't believe, other than Carson Wentz, the Eagles have not drafted an offensive or defensive lineman going back to like 2012. That's always been there, you know, like from Nelson Agholor's in there too, but the majority of them are in the trenches. That's always been their philosophy. So I'm always well, and that really wasn't Howie. So there you go. Ha ha. Right. That was Chip with Nelson. That whole
Chip
draft.
Was Nelson. Yeah, yeah. That was the Chip draft.
That wasn't even him. So Howie
that was the Chip draft.
Oh, it's Howie's always drafted interior something or other since he's been here, or at least that group has, and Andy and whatever. And yeah, I know Danny Watkins and a bunch of others are in that group, but that's where their philosophy and mindset is at. And by the time you get down to where it is, I don't be surprised if it's Cody Ford. And that honestly is one of the things that I would look at, even though that guy makes me really nervous because he's been hyped up a lot, and rightfully so. I think he's an excellent tackle. I view him as a guard, always have. I don't think he's a replacement at left tackle, only because, I think it was Ben Fennell who pointed this out, like, reps matter, and Cody, especially in pass sets, as a left tackle, and he's got 99 versus everybody else in this class is at, like, 400 to 399, he's not an immediate starter, nor do they need him to be, but we know it's Jason Peters and health and whatever, and I don't know if it's him specifically. I know it's been rumored a couple of times. And also, like, Kellen Farrell has been, bogged in there, too. All of a sudden, his name has popped up. It's one of the, like, Clemson trio that always is around here, too. I don't know. I think I would bet more money that it's going to be an offensive lineman than it was be a defensive lineman by the time it ends up.
That's a pretty hot take right there.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to bust some narratives.
I'm happy either way. Give me a lineman. A defensive lineman, an offensive lineman, I am good with it. So the Cody Ford example is interesting because I think you're right. I think he's someone who a lot of people originally prior to like this draft process thought could have gone significantly higher in the draft. And as far as it goes, I agree with you. Reps are incredibly important. I also think that Jeff Stoutland is one of the best in football at teaching technique, at taking younger guys and molding them. So I'm okay with a pick like that because of Stoutland and the internal process that they have for building these guys up.
And then the other one, too, is just all of a sudden, I think Peter King had said it, and it's, Hollywood Brown. And that makes sense at 25 because you're looking for speed, and he's the next Tyreek Hill. And I never understood.
Minus the whole being a piece of shit right?
Yeah, that whole part. Okay. Yeah. And,
he's still waiting on that story, huh? I mean, we're waiting
still
on Tyreek.
Still waiting. Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a piece of shit.
Honestly, so glad you don't have to deal with that or hunt or any of the stuff that the Chiefs have kind of gone through there. But
Andy Reid loves building a nice clubhouse out there. Good locker room.
Yeah. Hollywood Brown doesn't make any sense to me either at down there at one. Because as much as, the speed's undeniable, I think he's a fantastic ball tracker. And I know why, people look at him and they look at DeSean Jackson and go, that's going to be great. And then you realize that he's got that whole inconsistency thing about, what do you call it? Oh, yeah, catching a football. And then you're going like,
is that a problem?
Yeah.
It's a problem.
And I look at him and I go, he's probably better suited in the slot than he is on the outside, even though I know he played both. And, yeah, he's a guy that you can put in the backfield and kind of all over the place. And I don't know. It suddenly, names just appear and then everybody runs with it. I never understood that. And it doesn't matter who it comes from because
That's the draft, baby.
I heard, and everybody hears it at the same time. So you just sit there and wonder, go, well, does everybody have the same fucking source or what? You know, like, is everybody just going like, hey, Frank from, I don't know, the towel room or whatever it is.
Frank's like, got loose lips.
Yeah, man, let me tell you this. Hollywood Brown, book it. And then everybody's like, writes an article about Hollywood Brown. And then, you know, of course, the Eagles get a visit. And so like, oh, it all makes sense now. Because he's visited, Cody Ford's visited. All these guys I'm talking about have visited, and then all of a sudden they're linked, and it's just there. I think it's all bullshit. I think people just look at it and go, visit, that makes sense, that's what I'm going to run with, and here you go. I don't think anybody knows. You want to know why? Especially here at 25, no one knows how the board's going to fall.
Well, yeah,
it's impossible to link anybody.
Before you're like, it could fall 100 different ways, it's actually, like, it could fall, like, a billion different ways, or whatever the number is. Like, if you want to talk about how many different ways, like, it could fall like an exponential amount of different types of ways this draft could go.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is, don't believe anything, especially right now, because I love discussing certain players and where they might fit. I think that's always a great discussion, and to kind of debate, you know, who you like over a certain part. But I really am not buying into they really like X, Y, or Z. And I think they're doing a very good job, as they usually do, of not really having any kind of tells or tips or anything like that, especially with the visits too. That's the other part of this. And I know that there are a lot smarter people than me, especially players that have gone through the process, but man, do they not matter. And and it really is just about, are you still hurt from this thing, or we've heard this off-field issue with this thing? What happened? And that's pretty much it. You know, if you really need to go, and I don't know, maybe it is. Maybe what's the room like? Do you think? I've never. What happens in a pre-draft? Is that something I've never actually haven't heard?
I think they probably bring you in. They ask your favorite movie, favorite TV show. They get you. How often do you read?
Do you like? You like cheesesteaks?
Yeah, chocolate or vanilla? Our coach loves ice cream. no, I think what it is, it's probably very similar to a combine type of workout,
yeah.
But here where they will run them through some drills, obviously talk to them, and probably want to get a sense of their personality,
yeah.
And also of their football acumen, would be my guess. You know, like, run some plays by them. What would you do in this situation, or how do you read this play, or whatever? I think it's a lot of that.
And probably to scare teams around them, right? Like,
They get 30 pre-draft visits.
Yeah.
I would bet half are purposeful smoke and half are, we actually want to talk to this guy and get more information. Or maybe not quite, like 20 and 10 then maybe, but like real information versus smoke.
So we'll get to the mailbag in actually just 1 second, but I did want to go back to Luis Perez, who is the...
I believe it's Louis.
Oh, is it Louis?
No, I'm kidding. I have no idea. It could be Louis. Could be Louis.
Here's something that I absolutely did not know, and I saw him because he repped my Birmingham Iron.
We were both on that bandwagon immediately.
I can't wait for it. By the way, worthwhile investment. Wait until all the prices drop. Buy everything that you can possibly afford from the AAF. Put it in a storage container. Put it in a very safe, dry spot. Wait 20 years. That shit's going to be worth $500, $600, $700.
Really? You think so?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I love the trend.
I think it'll be like a novelty item for sure.
Well, that's what I mean. But like, you won't have the authentic one if you're a collector. Don't do the Darren Lavelle.
Collecting the AAF friggin' t-shirts.
Don't buy dead people's IDs.
That was weird.
That was so fucking weird. I meant to bring that up. But go do some collecting right now. He's really interesting to me, and he never played high school football.
That's never. Amazing. And like, that's unbelievable to get to any sort of level at that position, especially.
Broke a ton of records.
That's an unbelievable nugget.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And you're going like, wow.
How? How is this possible?
And then you turn
the
on the
hardest
tape and
position
you go,
in sports.
All right, well, that makes sense. you know, there's not a lot of polished.
Just pure athleticism type of thing.
It's not even pure athleticism. You can just tell, like, you know, some of the. I really don't understand it. If you want to try and develop him, that's fine. But he reminds me of Foles, actually, in some regards. Way more mobile. But just in
giant penis, is that part of it?
Cock,
okay,
like,
got
I would
it.
Say good. 8 to 9 inches, I believe.
So half of false. Got
yeah,
it.
Half,
good.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then, but his, I get it. It makes sense. Like, his acumen is is really just, you're like, oh wow, this dude didn't play, you know, high school football, and then when he was in college, he broke a ton of passing records. But like when he throws a football, it looks like it shouldn't go as far as he's. It just looks like I'm gonna take my time and get to the wide receiver, and then you know. So I'm really curious to see what he looks like up close. I don't think he's going to be on the team.
No, he's a camp arm. I mean, let's be real about
maybe
this.
Maybe he ends up on the practice squad, and you just kind of like work maybe with him and doing that. But
more likely, some undrafted quarterback ends up there ahead of him. Would be my guess.
And I'm rooting for him.
I'm rooting for all the AAF people.
We're up to 40
players
now. They
got screwed so hard. Yeah. I mean, that was like not paying their medical bill. Like it was fucking crazy.
What a disgrace.
What a disgrace.
Also, NFL, stop being a bunch of fucking morons and have a developmental league if you're going to sign all of these fucking players from 8 different teams. Like, what are you waiting for? Everybody just got tape. That's the most valuable thing ever. How in the world is the NFL not, how do they not have a developmental league?
Well, they should have a developmental league.
My mind is blown every single year.
Yeah, we've talked about this forever. They should have a developmental league.
Yeah, and I know it's like, well, the NCAA, that doesn't mean shit. Look, we argue about NCAA college football players every single year. None of us know. We have no clue if they're actually going to transfer to the pro level. We look at athleticism. We look at all these other different traits. And yes, like you can obviously tell if a guy can play right away or not, or have the opportunity to go and do it and whatever. But sometimes, much like every other major sport in the United States that has a developmental league, why is it suddenly that guys just can't play? Like, can you imagine if Nelson Aguilar, and I know, like, maybe have an opportunity to just be like, hey, man, I know it's in your head. Let's just send you to Harrisburg, where you can go play for the Harrisburg Eagles or whatever. Get your mind right. Come back up.
Harrisburg
next
Eagles.
Yeah, or something. Just put it in a town that doesn't have any, a bit, you know, or whatever. Like, I'm blown away that you couldn't grow the game, grow your own game the same way that baseball and everybody else did. It's absurd to me that you can't have. And look, like, we're all looking at Devontae Bosby as the interception leader, and he got signed by the Broncos. And Charles Johnson gets another crack at football life. So does Greg Ward. So get these guys reps. Isn't that what this is about? Isn't about every single head coach that you, or position coach that you talk to, you need reps. That's the best way you can do it is to get experience. So what are they waiting for? Are they just cheap? They have billions of dollars
probably.
And just gonna be like, eh, we're fine.
Probably.
It's crazy.
Sure, that's
to
part
me.
Of it.
It didn't cost that much to put up a failing 8-week league. How much money could it really take? You're a billions and billions and billions. Hand over fist. Put $300 million in the developmental league.
They
Go.
Didn't get to be billionaires by giving away money, John.
Anyway, nobody
that's came, the bullshit.
Nobody
they
came
say.
Here for that.
Yeah,
let's get to the. Let's get
yeah,
to
let's
the
get to the mailbag. off the soapbox, on the mailbag box.
Our good friend Neil Dutton. Hi.
Oh,
Neil.
Shout out to Neil.
Neil here with the
podcast would sound a lot better with his accent.
It's very true. So we asked today just, you know, questions, but also very important. I think this is, I like this new format because I like to judge you based on the quality of question, which is first and foremost, but, you know, your taste in, basically, it's just been food lately. Like,
good.
It was a tacos discussion.
That's all I really want to talk about anyway.
Now it is favorite non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages.
Oh, buddy.
Is what we're dealing with. So.
Oh.
Neil just asked, hey there, Shipyard IPA, have not tried, so I can't judge. And Dr. Pepper, obviously, it's a great call. Dr. Pepper is, I think, one of the best sodas, if not the best soda on the planet. Wondering if we're really going to have to wait until draft day to trade for Duke Johnson. Probably even after that, I would
I got
assume.
Excited thinking it was just about the drinks, and he asked a stupid football question. I mean, come on, really? Come on!
Unbelievable,
come on, Neil.
Neil.
No, yeah, I'm with you. I think it might be past the draft, too.
I think we are talking about June.
Ooh.
Probably
like
somewhere around
post cuts at post June 1 and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's when you're like right as training camp gets in there. It's probably when you'll see it. Adam Schefter mentioned the other day that, you know, the Eagles are not done at running back. And once that happens, you can pretty much go and forget running back and drafting one in this draft. And at this point, I've convinced myself that I don't want them to. You know, like, whatever, 6th, 7th round UDFA, go for it. But well, no, that's not true. I still want Henderson here, but I just don't see them doing that. Okay, so here comes the spicy. because
are we not reacting to the question about the favorite drinks?
Oh no! Oh well, no! We'll save ours for the end.
Oh, is what I'm saying. Got you. Okay.
So we're just yeah. Like, but you think it's Dr. Pepper, and I don't know if I haven't had Shipyard.
Well, no, I've obviously got different answers than that.
Yeah,
Dr. Pepper is not the best non-alcoholic drink. Wow. So
no, what? No, probably not. I think it's one of the best sodas, though.
It's a very good soda.
Of all, I think it's better than
you're talking
most.
To a soda connoisseur here. So
yeah, I don't know. You drink Coke Zero, so are we really?
That's because Coke Zero is outstanding. What are we talking about here? They found a way to make it taste almost like regular Coke, and it's got zero calories, John. What are we talking about here?
From Shit Stokes says, if Dallas continues to improve on his current trajectory, and Ertz is still a top three tight end in 3 years, what will the Eagles do? Good problem to have, but they couldn't possibly retain both, and then follows it up. Root beer, margarita, solid. I think that's very solid. Judges?
Yeah, very solid.
Yeah.
Agree. I co-sign that. Good margarita, little salt fantastic. On the glass.
I'm all about it, especially.
Frozen marg or a ice rock never. Salt?
Rock salt.
Thank you.
Always.
Okay, we can keep talking. I would have had to leave the podcast to get to anything else.
And if you tell your bartender to make you a frozen margarita,
oh, man.
You are a fucking asshole.
Ugh.
And if you're a restaurant that offers them, you're even a bigger asshole. So there you go. Here it comes.
Uh-oh. This is the spicy.
Yep.
Hold on. Let me get ready. Let me get my water, my milk, all these things I need for my spicy stuff.
This is not.
I'm going to hate this. I can tell already.
A shot at Zach Ertz.
Sounds like a shot at Zach Ertz.
It is not.
I'm taking this as nothing but a shot at Ertz.
But he's going to be 29 this season, in November. Okay? That means he's going to be 30 the next year, in 2020. If given the opportunity... And I know it probably would not happen anyway, but if one of the Iowa tight ends is available this first round,
Iowa, of course,
I would fucking pull the trigger immediately on either one of those guys. More so TJ, because he's going to be a superstar. I think Noah Fant is fantastic. I think he's kind of like OJ Howard plus in that, and he's way more athletic than him than two. But I'm really obsessed with TJ because. If you have him and Goddard next to each other that can actually block and, as inline and outline and be as versatile as possible, I would trade Zach Ertz in a second.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
If you can go and do that the following year.
Stop.
And run 13 personnel.
Stop.
Everybody's fucking ass.
Stop.
Because that is the next trend that is coming is big tight ends beating up safety.
Zach Ertz is a big tight end.
I know he is. I'm just saying. No, yeah, that's why
I want to give up my best receiver. That sounds outrageous.
That's not what I'm saying.
He's our best receiver.
Not this year, I'm saying.
You're saying you would draft?
I'm saying draft
TJ,
now.
Hang on to Ertz another year and then trade Ertz.
Trade him.
I don't know.
Because
it's better than saying trade him this year.
It never happened, but I'm just saying. I would be fine. The emotionless GM move would be, give me one of the Iowa tight ends let them rock and roll.
I don't know.
That's what I would say. But
quick question.
Yes.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Has TJ caught the winning pass in the Super Bowl for the Eagles? I'm just wondering. Has he done that?
He is not.
Okay.
He is not at all.
Just saying. Yeah. Just
not
wondering. Okay.
I'm just telling you, TJ's going to be a superstar, especially if he goes to, where is he projected to go? I think, he's going to end up on the Jaguars. Never mind. All takes are taken back if he ends up on the Jaguars.
Oh, come on, man. Nick will make him a superstar.
But in a more serious point, do you think it is possible to retain both, in the next three years, Ertz is probably not going to be on this football team, I would assume.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I think he should age relatively well as a receiver. He's a great route runner. He doesn't block with the same sort of verve that other tight ends do, so he's not getting beat up there. I don't know. I understand where the take is coming from, and it's very Joe Banner of you.
Yeah.
Get out before they hit a wall and go down. Yeah, and I think that is generally a smart philosophical thing. I just think that at least right now, and who knows where you're at a year from now and all that, but right now, generally speaking, I think Ertz is too important to this offense. I can't do
it. Yeah, so do I. But I think there will always be a way to fit Ertz and Goddard in here if they are, that supreme being thing that I know and think that they can, get in there, become at all. Honestly, that question will be answered if Doug is serious about running more 12 personnel this year.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see on that. Brandon Walker at B Walker NFL. Howie has said that they will take a look at every quarterback in the, or look to draft a quarterback in at some degree every year. Who do you think the Eagles should, or whom do the Eagles draft at QB this year? If that's true, Dos Equis as being the alcoholic. I'm a little
Okay, so here's my take on Dos Equis.
Yeah,
if I'm in Mexico, I'll drink it.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Or if I'm at Adobe.
Yeah, Dos Equis is fine. Don't get me wrong. It's fine. The green Dos Equis, the red, the amber, not so much. The green Dos Equis, the lager,
yeah,
it's a fine beer.
It's fine.
Brendan's overrating it a little bit, and I like Brendan, but overrating it a touch.
Non-alcoholic strawberry banana smoothie.
Oh, strong call right
there.
That's
a strong one.
That's a really, it is the best of the smoothies.
Yeah.
Very good work there.
I believe so, too.
He saved himself.
Can actually put a shot of pineapple in there, too, and make it even better.
Sure.
In my opinion.
I will take pineapple in anything, my friend.
I am obsessed with Tyree Jackson. I don't know if I'm surprised that he isn't like a draft Twitter darling, or maybe I'm just not paying attention, but the kid from Buffalo can fucking sling it, y'all. And like, if you're not, like, I would love to draft him in the fifth round. You know, fifth, sixth round. I think he's huge. He's tall. He's handsome. Like, what?
That's really all that matters, that position.
I would 100% love him here, you know? So, outside of that, there's not.
You're going to laugh at my guy.
Oh, really?
You hate my guy.
Oh, is that true?
My guy makes plays.
Uh-oh.
My guy makes plays.
Who's that?
Will Greer, baby.
Oh,
no. My man makes plays.
Will Greer, you draft Will
my
Greer.
My man makes plays. No, he's undrafted, whatever. Take him in the seventh round.
No, he's going to go in like the second round.
Is he going to go that high?
Yes.
Wow.
Greer, there is like
so
a
I'm
lot
not
of
the only one who
Greer.
Likes Will Greer.
There's a NFL teams love Will
wow.
Greer.
Wow. He makes plays. I get it. I'm a Will Greer guy. Will Greer guy.
From
so I guess that's too high lofty.
High. That'd be, that would actually create
I thought
a
he was one of those guys who was like too short. I thought people would
no. Well, it'll be maybe I'm completely wrong.
No, I like it though. So you're saying that people are as smart as I am. I get it.
I think he's the second quarterback that goes.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. People love him.
Over Haskins, over Locke, over all those guys.
Everyone's
Jones?
Been saying the Haskins thing is totally media created.
Well, it's true. Haskins stinks.
He's not good.
He's not good. I didn't get it. Like I would take Wilger over him, and I'd watch like five games of each.
Listen, let's just put it this way. If you have to draft a quarterback this year, I would go into a closet and think about killing myself. Just for a moment, that'd come up and be like, well,
I got
that's
it.
Ridiculous.
And take Kyler Murray in like the fifth round. You'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. Done and done. Hubie checking in. Coke
Hubie Brown
bottle.
Is checking in.
No, what's that?
Hubie Brown checking
in. Hubie Brown.
88-year-olds on Twitter. How about that?
Dr. Seuss 1182.
That's a beer. I'm guessing.
No, that's his handle.
I was like, wow, what a weird drink.
Coke in a bottle. It's a strong
like
a, move.
He's talking like a Mexican Coke, right?
No, like an old school just
yes,
Coke in a
bottle.
Yes,
that is called a Mexican Coke.
It's not just called, there's two
well,
different
Well, there's a
versions.
Different type of sugar, but the Mexican Cokes do come in that bottle.
They do, yes. But there are American Cokes that are still bottled.
Right, Mexican
way.
Coke is better. They use real sugar.
Sweeter, yes.
Yes. Regardless, terrific call.
Terrific answer.
That is the best answer we've gotten yet for a non-alcoholic drink.
And then Glenlivet, doesn't matter what the year is. I'm not as much of a Scotch person, but that's a strong move.
I like Glenlivet.
That's a man.
Glenlivet, a little Glenfiddich.
I like the Eagles to go O-line or D-line, and I want to know the top guesses on are they going to go with O-line or D-line per you or me. I already said it. I think they're going O-line instead
I think they're
of D-line
going D-line.
Because of how the board's going to shake
I just,
out.
I think that ultimately there will be a D-lineman there they're happy with. Or trade up for D-line.
Ooh, and there's another question that has been a very popular thing. Going on right now that we'll get to in a second.
More likely to trade up than down, I think, this
year. Yeah, 100%. If they trade down, it's going to be the most boring first round in the possible.
They did it last year. It worked
that?
Out.
You can imagine that. Just It did.
It set them it up did it this. Last year, and we were pretty happy about it. So,
as we all know, the most important pick ever is a second-round pick.
Duh. Obviously.
So having three second-round picks is actually better than having one round pick, first round pick?
Yes.
No, actually,
you nailed that. You nailed that. Yeah. That's actually true.
Yeah. That's why I was like, this isn't going to make sense.
The point is, a second round pick is better than a first round pick. That's the important part.
From Flintlock 97, does Carson need to have more success than Nick this year in the eyes of the fan base? Alcohol, Dark and Stormy. That is a strong move.
That is a strong move. I like Dark and Stormy.
Non-root beer. It's a very popular
people
answer.
People are loving root beer, huh?
I'll have a little twist on a Dark and Stormy that I enjoy very much during the summer. Do you think that's true, though?
No. I don't. I honestly.
Nick is more successful than Jacksonville
first
this
of
year.
All, That's not going to happen, so we don't have to worry about it. But I
why are we so confident in that, by the way?
Because Jacksonville sucks, and he's no one playing with him. Like, it's like.
But you do love Doug Marrone.
Well, he's got a great coach. Yeah, don't get me wrong. He just doesn't have receivers. You know, receivers are an important part of a quarterback's success. But even more so, I honestly, truly think once the first game as a Jag is done, the first week of the season, people are not going to pay attention to what Nick Foles is doing. Like, we still love him. Good for Nick and all that. But he will be out of sight, out of mind.
I don't think so.
I mean, look, if he's like MVP great, then it'll be a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if he's that great, sure. But if he's just, you know, being fine down there and Carson's playing well enough here, I don't think people will think about it.
Oh, hey, real quick. Speaking of Jacksonville, just came across the wire. Leonard Fournette's being arrested for driving with a suspended license. Oh, so Leonard. Really, really things Len. Are going great for him. I can't believe I loved him as much as I did coming out of draft.
Well, we all made mistakes.
I take everything back. Running backs don't mean anything. Man, imagine that, though. Just
well,
being,
if you had loved Christian McCaffrey, Jesus. You would have felt good about it.
No, I did. He was RB2.
He's been great.
Over-under, and this is from Sebastian, our good friend up in Canada, who hangs out and loves to give us praise and shit at the same time, which is why we love
and
him
so dearly.
Expect
nothing less.
Exactly. Over-under, 1.5 wide receivers in this draft class to the Eagles.
Under.
Under as well. You know what?
I'll say
I
one.
Take that back. I'll
I think
take
they're
the,
going to get one.
I'm going to take the over, because I think they might do that in... fourth and maybe like, you know, sixth, seventh round.
I mean, look, it's all dependent upon who the best players are, and but I wouldn't be floored if they took two, but I'm guessing one.
Well, I don't think I'd be surprised if they took with one of the second round picks who's ever hanging around there, because I think there's going to be a lot of value there, like, you know.
And we don't know what Nelson Aguilar's long term future is in Philadelphia, right? I mean, like, he could be going after this season.
That's what it's draft.
Right.
Who knows?
I think he'll be here. I know that, but. Regardless, they've not made any sort of long-term commitment to him. It doesn't seem like he's made a long-term commitment here, so it is a position you need to get younger at.
By the way, I think he's going to be here after like almost tripling down that I thought he was going to be trading, by the way. So, oops. Focal Banger IPA out of Vermont. Don't know that one. You're more of a beer guy than I am.
I don't know it, but I love Vermont and I love IPAs, so I'd probably like it.
Ginger
beer. You know who else is out of Vermont? Fish. It's all that matters, Sean.
Of course.
All that matters. Burlington, baby.
Jamaican ginger beer, which is his favorite non. I can't drink that
straight. I hate it. I'm very sorry. I don't like ginger beer. I like ginger ale. Ginger beer is too much ginger. It's too intense. I like it as like a mixer with something potentially.
Yeah, so I prefer it there.
But like straight ginger beer, that's a lot. It's an intense drink.
Takes me back to the Dark and Stormy, which, you know, if you're not a rum person,
it usually has ginger beer, right?
Correct. I would highly recommend if you take a little bourbon, you take a little bit of a lime, fresh lime juice, squeeze that bad boy in there, and the ginger beer, you shake that shit up. It is monumentally better than a Dark and Stormy.
Ooh, so
probably because I'm more of a bourbon guy.
It's like a Brown and Stormy.
Yeah, it's a Brown and Stormy. I forget like what the variation is called, but it is absolutely delicious. A couple more, and this is Ryan Jones. Ryan Jones.
Love Ryan.
Not Ryan.
Whoa!
Ryan.
I love Ryan Jones.
As do I.
Ryan Jones?
Ryan Jones.
Here. I will love you as well.
Trade up for Ed Oliver.
Yes.
Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible. Here's the thing. Ed Oliver seems to be one of those guys who, by the time the draft happens, is going to be in the top five or something. You know what I mean? It just seems like he's constantly like up, 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 up. So, look, if he drops to the 10 to 15 range, yes. I think there is a potential that they could trade up for him. If he goes higher than that, no. And ultimately, if I had to bet, I would not bet on them trading up high enough to get Oliver, but I don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility. And I'd be very happy if Ed Oliver were a Philadelphia Eagle after the
draft. Yes, 100% agree with everything you're saying there. Here's the thing. I don't know how old Ryan is, but he says, I don't drink alcohol.
Ooh.
And chocolate milk.
Oh. Ryan, you little guy? Little guy?
Let's go to the photo. I mean.
Okay, so he could be a teenager
age.
Or college.
Looks college age or about to be college
age. I mean, chocolate milk is a good drink.
Chocolate
I got no problem
fantastic.
With chocolate milk. That's
what
good.
What do you do during the summertime? It's probably because my mind's not there.
You a YooHoo guy?
Every now and again.
Yeah, it's okay. Straight chocolate milk's better.
I'm probably like, ooh, I'm in the mood for chocolate milk once a year, I would say.
Yeah, I would say it's probably like three times a year for me. But yeah, sure, fair.
Our good friend Stephen Lee,
This is actually Stephen Lee and not like Steve Lee or something. Okay, good. Love you, Steve.
Would you be surprised if the Eagles traded up for an offensive tackle, i.e. Andre Dillard? No, Stephen, see, we're on the same page. I didn't even read your question. And this is, I would not be surprised at all.
Agreed.
I think it goes that way anyway. Space Dust IPA. Do you know it?
That's actually a really good beer.
Is
I have tasted Space Dust. I believe if I'm thinking of the same thing, I think it's a very good beer. I mean, if Steven says it's a good beer, it's a good beer anyways.
And this is a strong move. Now, I can't drink all these all the time, but an A&W sparkling vanilla cream soda is out fucking standing.
Like one for it. Is great.
Maybe even, no, I can do two in a row if I'm really in the mood for it.
Okay,
that's fair. I love vanilla cream soda.
I like it. Emily loves it. My wife loves it.
I like it. Let's see. Let's do one last one here, and that will be, from our good friend, Philip Dudley, who goes with Yingling, which I'm like,
plain Jane, but I love Yingling, but very plain Jane.
I can't drink Yingling anymore.
Really?
I think
I'll have a lager all day.
Too many. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's my fault.
I get it. you overdid it.
I overdid it so many times. And that was the only available, reasonable priced beer that I could drink. So
I get Lion's Head, man.
Now, this is, like Hubie, he's got a great Coke take. Coke, but movie theater Coke.
Oh, it's a terrific Coke, too. Just in general, fountain soda better than non-fountain
100%
soda. 100%. That's a very clear, easy take.
Especially with crushed ice. You crushed ice guy?
I'm an ice guy, John. A crushed ice cubes, ice, like, give me all the ice.
I get irrationally.
I want my drink to be as cold as fucking possible without being frozen. Like, that's what I want.
I take it. And that's true. Like, if it is,
psycho about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, my wife thinks I'm crazy about it. She's like, what is wrong with you?
I'm the same way.
Good.
If there's not 400 ice cubes in my glass, I'm going to send it back.
I don't want to drink it.
I don't send back anything because I would just go ask for more.
Speaking of my wife, Emily is so not a send stuff back person that she ordered it was like a roast beef sandwich or something, and they brought her a chicken sandwich. Just fuck.
Emily.
She just fucking ate it. She's like, it looks good, I'll eat it. I'm like, you didn't fucking order that. What are you doing? And she's like, no, but I don't want to make a scene. Like, they brought you the wrong thing.
It's not making a scene. That's just the wrong piece of meat.
Yeah. It's literally nothing like what she ordered.
Highest priority for the positions with top three picks. I think it's...
lines.
Tackle, edge, and D-tackle, which is...
lines.
I mean, that's 100... Yes, of course. Bonus points for movie theater Coke, though. I gotta say that.
Yeah.
The secondary positions are very thin. The second round, those positions will get very thin. Yeah, I agree with that. We'd love a trade-up in round one for an offensive tackle or edge. I will just pop in. Jalen Ferguson is the... all-time sack leader. I feel like he's the, or not all-time, but he had the most record or the most sacks in the NCAA. And I know, like, Draft Twitter hates him because of, well, he's just, and he doesn't. He's not a big bender. He's not like a guy that's going to, show off his athleticism because he doesn't really have the Ed Oliver type of thing that you're going through there. But I'm always a big fan of, listen, if you can produce and your hands are violent like his are, and you have really good technique, I think that's a name you need to keep an eye on, like, you know, fourth round, maybe. I don't know. Or if they trade back with one of the second, like third or fourth round, somewhere around there. I know they don't have a third round pick, but keep an eye on that, too. It's not all, like, dead after that. There's still continually really good edges and really good D tackles, just like the main ones are all going to go early. And thanks a lot to all of the. That's what sucks. Like, you want it to match up where it's the QBs are so good that you have to take them for all the teams that are up front to leave all those guys on the bottom, and it would be very different. It just sucks. It's bad luck. Just bad luck.
Didn't work out, Johnny.
Because that would. I don't think the Jaguars, signed Foles, if that's true.
That's possible.
And I don't think that, a lot of the things end up like Kyler Murray fucking rumors and whatever. I'm just, I got to say, as we're closing out here, though, like, I'm trying my hardest, but my heart is just not in the draft.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and fool you. Like, I just think it's, I don't care. I don't care. Like, it's just, there's none of, with the exception of the first the first three picks, I don't think anybody behind there is going to matter this year. I really don't.
Well, Vontae Maddox mattered last year.
No, that's what I mean. There could be surprises in there.
Yeah, yeah, like, I got you. Yeah.
Okay, we'll find out, I guess. Because I just don't see a lot of these guys replacing starters on this team right now.
That's fair.
And the only other final thought I have is we keep building this up as like, and I've done that too, like, hey, 2019 draft classes, this is the most important draft class that Howie Roseman has. I don't think it is. I think it's part one of it. I think it's part one of part three, and who knows if there's going to be league activity in 2021 anyway. So I think that does play into the strategy a little bit here too, especially the way that they've handled free agents.
With like older players and all that type of stuff.
And there's like, hey, this team needs to get younger. It's like, yeah, but you could be missing 8 weeks of action in 2021. So why not just go win a Super Bowl for two more years and then figure that out afterwards?
And be the reigning Super Bowl champions forever after the league folds.
That's right. And then... because this is the XFL. Or whatever. So, we can't... Well, that said, I can't wait for the draft to come just because I want to
unbox for the draft.
The toys and things like
By
that.
By the way,
I'm
not
in it this year.
The Mexican Coke bottle is the best answer we got. That is a great
think
answer.
So? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really great answer. It's a great answer. That's what I would say for non-alcoholic drink.
Non-alcoholic drink, best answer there. And I'm going to go...
Sour beer, by the way. I'm a big sour beer guy.
I like sour beer a
lot. Love sour beer.
I'm going to go with Flintlock with the Dark and Stormy.
That's a good answer, too.
I think that's the best.
I think it's a good answer. For me, it's the Marks. As long as he's talking rock salt, give it to me.
Yeah. So
give it to me.
There you go, Shit Stokes says. Attaboy. Way to pull it out there.
It's my guy Shit right there. It's my guy Shit.
We'll be, answer, if we didn't get to your questions, we'll certainly answer them on the radio show on WIP Saturday 1-3. I think all three of us are going to be there. So that should be pretty exciting.
Oh, it's a big time show. It's a big boy show.
I'm glad you made it this far. We're all exhausted and tired.
Yeah.
And we look forward to more Eagles talk. I guess.
It's good. I mean, you nailed that right there. More Eagles talk.
I'm going to cut that out.
I like it. I think you should leave it. I'm a big fan of it.
For James Seltzer, I'm John Barton. This has been Go Birds number 64 right here on radio.com, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!